This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Every day and twice on Sunday, I prove to you how crazy liberalism is. We finished up last segment talking about an entitled girl. She was on a Dr. Phil show. And I would love to tell you this girl is anecdotal, that she's not the norm. She is very much the norm in a lesser scale, lesser or more scale. She's the norm. The entitled generation, the generation who I talked about the other day, their polling is so in line with leftism, so in line with entitlement, so in line with the political correct nature of things. They have not experienced strife in hardly any way. They don't know what it's like to have their bellies empty. They don't know what it's like to live hand to mouth. I mean, don't misunderstand me. There are a bunch of kids that are going through quite a bit. But as a generation of kids, Generation Z they're called, these kids, even Generation X or Generation Y, I don't know where we are, from millennials on down, these kids that are 40 years old or less, they don't know what strife is. They couldn't identify it if it, as I say, was a kangaroo in a trench coat. It's just not possible. They don't get it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Let me ask you this. Do you know strife? Do you know hardship? You had to make a payroll? You ever bounced a check? You ever had to cancel something that you wanted to do because situations happened and you didn't have the funding? Let me ask you this. Did it teach you lessons? Do you save more money? Do you plan for the future better? Let me tell you, everything I went through that got me to where I'm at, thank God it happened. Thank God I watched my bank account dwindle to practically nothing. Thank God my brother cut me off from borrowing money from him years ago, and it forced me to learn how to save. And even in learning how to save, you still want to spend, because I would get up to a certain amount of money and just burn a hole, as my grandma said. It's just money, burn a hole in your pocket. Because you want to spend. So then you did it. And then you learn, hey, I can't save to spend. You got to save to have money available whenever you need it. Then you need to invest. I read a book, How to Create Multiple Streams of Residual Income. This is an interesting story. And at the time it said, well, you could write a song. You get residuals. Write poetry. You know, you get residuals. Write a book. You get residuals. It said, buy a franchise, and a host of other things. And the only thing I could actually qualify for, because I didn't have the money, was start a multi-level or direct marketing business, which I didn't do. But it was like, those are the ways. And because it goes, everything else is linear. And I just remember thinking, dude, you got no talent for residual. All you can do is linear. And so most of my peers, my black folks and my peers, we went to a job, and the best you could do is go, I'll get me a second job. And I would always refer back to that book and go, man, I'm just working linearly. If I make 20 bucks an hour in my regular job and 15 bucks an hour in my second job, that's it. Now, if you're living within your means and you're doing the right things, great. But guess what? Young black kids don't learn to live within our means. We see everybody want to be a gangster. Everybody want to be a player. Everybody want to get that best car, wearing the nicest clothes. We can't relate to the common man. We only see the guys, the flash. You know, ooh, look at him. Ooh, big pimping over there. Driving that big Cadillac, them clean clothes. So we get caught up in it. I know, the big houses, and I had a really bad upbringing in the sense that I was around wealth that wasn't mine. The family my grandparents worked for were super rich, so I knew how, you know, they could live. And I was like, shoot, man, I'm going to be there. No, you're not. Not at the rate you were going. So, you know, I was this poor kid that was drinking, you know, as they say, champagne taste on a beer budget. And it didn't help. So we played a video, audio of a girl who was on Dr. Phil's show. And what I found most interesting about that video was when they told her, you need to get a job. When she hears this, she cries, folks, and this was not fake tears. She is distraught at the idea of actually working for a living. This girl can't fathom having to actually earn a living. And on so many levels, her parents have failed her. You can bet she never did a chore in her life. And if she'd done chores, she'd understand that chores are preparation for real work. So is homework, by the way. I stress that with my kids. And she's not alone. There are many of her in existence. They don't understand that you got to get value your time. I will never forget when the realization hit me, like when I was making $2 an hour, $2, I think, $2.15 or $2 an hour working for my uncle. And every time I'd go to buy something, I'd go, is that worth 2 hours worth of work? Because it might cost me $4. And then I would go, no, that is not worth 2 hours worth of work right there. Mm-mm. So I wouldn't buy it. The earlier we learn that you don't always get what you want, you must prep. You must understand the value of that, the better we are. You want to know why we find ourselves in the situation where we talk about border walls and the Democrats are fighting against us. And even though they believe in it, if we talk about lowering taxes, they fight against us. We talk about capitalism and what it brings to the economy. They don't understand it. It's because we don't give them a lesson in economics. They don't ask the question of what's an hour's worth of work for me to get this done. They don't put that into government terms. They just give money. Here. So who needs more money? If it's not your money, if you don't have to earn it, if somebody's doling it out to you, it's easy to ask. I don't want my $1,000 allowance. I want my $2,500 allowance. Dr. Phil, please convince my mother to give me $2,500 allowance and buy me a $231,000 car and do the maintenance on it and do the repairs and put the gas in and the oil changes and all that other stuff and put me on the insurance. Oh, and buy my clothes and provide housing for me and give me food. And on top of that, I want more money than the average person gets to bring home and actually use in their check. And I'm not going to ever pay a tax on what you give me. That is the mentality that we've created and our kids. And we wonder how we are in this situation. And I've asked many people, including some very wealthy people that donate to my charities or the work that we do. And I say to them, what have we done to stop this? When you ask yourself, Kevin, why are you beginning this journey? I don't need to. I could jump on the good ship Lollipop and go join the leftists and make a fortune. I do this because I don't want this world to become what I've watched it become. If you want to support us in any way, folks, contact me at kjradio.com. Contact us. Send us a note. Say you want to be a part of what we're doing. TeaPartyCommunity.org is another one.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The worst people on the planet are leftists, American leftists. They don't like it when I say that, and some people hear me say that and they think that I'm saying it for some sort of, you know, sensationalism. I'm not saying it for sensationalism. I'm saying it because it is absolutely true. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com is where you can find me. I'm not mincing my words. You might want to couch it in, Kevin, they're not so, I mean, I know they're not, you know, they do bad things. Hey, shut up. Shut up. I don't want to hear you. Shh. Leftists are the worst people. American leftists are the worst people on the planet because they know. They more than anyone know how great this country is. They understand how great you are, and yet they demonize you. Ask yourself that. Ask yourself how a group of people who are the party of oppression, the slave owners in this country, not a single Republican ever owned a slave. Democrats did. And that's the party that they want in power. Not a single Republican voted to ever oppress a black person in any type of legislation. I'm talking about civil rights stuff. All the legislation to humanize and make black people great come to be a part of society was done by Republicans. And the Democrats want you to believe they are the party of freedom. They were the ones who were implementing laws to curtail the freedoms of people. They treated them like chattel. And then they want to pretend that they care. And worse than that, they say you're the ones who are oppressive. You've never hung a black person. You've never enslaved a black person or any other person. You've never promoted laws that would stop those people from having any types of power. The Democrats have done all of those things, and they want you to take the blame. That, my friends, is the worst person on the planet. The person who would commit the crime and then blame you. You've seen them, right? These people, the cops on these cop shows will say, well, who did it? Well, I didn't do it. I didn't shoot that dude. And they're like, who did it? And then they goes, well, he's the one that had the gun. He's the one that shot him. And then maybe if there's two or three people, they're like, he didn't shoot him. That guy shot him. What do you feel when you find out that the guy who's saying that guy is the one who shot him, and then it turns out he was lying? How do you feel about it? I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is, man, you got to be kidding. You were going to tell your friend out, your cousin, your sister, whatever. That is the lowest of the low. And you guys are looking, come on, Kevin, man, they're not that low. Yes, they are. They are that low. You don't believe me, right? Yeah. I told you guys the other day, Eric Bowling was doing this thing on racist quotes. Bowling, leave that to the experts. You don't know what you're doing. He didn't even have any racist quotes from Democrats while he's quizzing his professor. Democrats openly promote their racism. Openly. It's so pervasive, they don't even realize it. Here, let me let you hear this. I think this was on MSNBC, Nicole Wallace.
I said, as odious as it is, but that it gives a window into the voters of the Republican Party and the people who have supported him and condoned this all this time. Let's parse that line. Like, what's wrong? When did saying white nationalism or white supremacy become a bad word? I mean, the problem is there are voters who are thinking that too. Like, what is wrong with that? And that's the problem with the Republican Party, that those people have nowhere else to go, and they have a president who seems to endorse those views, which are un-American.
And it has been particularly empowered under Donald Trump. You were working for President Bush when Trent Lott made his statement that, you know, Strom Thurmond, how much better off would we have been if he had become president? And George W. Bush said, this is unacceptable, no, and he resigned.
Part of the problem is we think this does not have parallel on the left. There isn't a strain of racism on the left. So I think that this gets brushed under the rug. People sort of tolerate. It's been normalized, like you just said. They don't have anywhere else to go, so they attach to the Republican Party. The Republican Party doesn't have to let them. How do Republicans sort of get back to doing something decent?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. How do you get your decency back? Republicans, conservatives, pragmatists, whatever you want to call yourselves, she's calling you out. And what's funny, when did saying white nationalism or supremacy become a bad word? That's what Representative Steve King dared to ask this. He says, when did that become a bad thing? And he's not asking it in the sense of being a white nationalist or being a white supremacist is not a bad thing. He's not condoning that. He's saying, when is it that we can't even talk about it? Because, see, here's what's happening here in America, folks. White Democrats, doesn't matter who, but mostly white Democrats, that's what that panel was, they're saying, you can't even question us when we bring up white nationalism or white supremacy. If you even dare say, why can't we have a discussion around that, then you're that. And I'll tell you, that's why people like me are important. I hate to say it, but it's true. See, because I will say what Steve King said. I will tell you this. I don't care about white nationalists. You want to know who the white nationalists are? The white nationalists are the Democrats. They're hiding right in front of your face. The very people claiming to protect, daring to say they're protecting black folks, don't live around them. Don't hang around them. Don't want them around in any way, shape, or form. They'll tolerate them. They'll say all the right things in public, but they are the white nationalists and they are the white supremacists. The white supremacists are the people who would make you believe that they really believe that there's something called white privilege. Anytime a white person comes up and says, yeah, well, you got Kevin Shirley, you can understand there's this thing called white privilege. I go, thank you for letting me know that, white supremacists, white nationalists. Because you're not going to fool me into believing that you care about black people so much that by birthright, you, the better person, is going to help me, the lower person. Oh, and by the way, you're not giving anything up. If every white person who believes in white entitlement of any way, or what they call white privilege in any way, just stopped and said, by my birthright, I must be start over. I'm donating my car to the national, you know, to the NAACP. I'm donating my house to the Urban League. I will work for the next 3 years and donate my money to black charities and whatever else. I'd say, okay, great. I believe you. But you know what they do? They make money off of it. They make money. They guilt their buddies. This is the biggest Ponzi scheme on the planet. They guilt their white buddies into believing in the, I mean, can you imagine the guy coming up with the most devious scheme? You know what I would do? I'm going to get my white friends to believe in some nonsense, and I'm going to milk them. I'm going to milk them. I'm going to have seminars dedicated to it, and they're going to come in, and they're going to pay $500 to be a part of it, and I'm going to guilt them, and I'm going to make them donate, and they're going to give me money and things like this, and we're going to carry this thing on as long as we can, and that's the ruse of it, and they go for it. Democrats are the worst people on the planet. They will screw you themselves over in a minute. They don't care.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tells Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, it's up to you to open the government.
To reject this proposal, Democrats would have to prioritize political combat with the president ahead of federal workers, ahead of DACA recipients, ahead of border security, and ahead of stable and predictable government funding. Is that really a price that Democrats want to pay to prolong this episode, which they say they want to be over and done with?
Pelosi's response?
Open up government.
The Supreme Court ruled that the Pentagon can start enforcing a Trump administration's order to limit transgender military service while the issue plays out in lower courts. The Supreme Court will probably not get the case until sometime next year. And the week-long teacher strike in Los Angeles is over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There isn't a strain of racism on the left. I think that this gets brushed under the rug. People sort of tolerate. It's been normalized. Like you just said, they don't have anywhere else to go, so they attach to the Republican Party. The Republican Party doesn't have to let them. How do Republicans sort of get back to doing something decent?
That was Nicole Wallace saying that Democrats are not racist. How could they be? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com is the show. Well, the way to get a hold of us. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, I should say. 844-551-8255. Do you believe Democrats are not racist? I seem to remember some black Democrats saying, we need to kill some cracker babies. But no, hey, they're not racist. No. Michelle Obama, I talk about this a lot because it was never discussed. It was completely brushed under the rug, swept under the rug, whatever, thrown under the bus. Michelle Obama is making the comment that she was skeptical about Barack because too many white folks doted on him. I want you to just flip that. Melania Trump says of Donald, I was skeptical about dating or being with Donald Trump because too many black people doted on him. You follow? I think you do follow people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You get it. Don't act like you don't get it. I'll come out there. Ooh, don't make me come out there. You get it. Yeah. Do I need to chronicle for you all the ways of the racism of the left? For example, Harvard's black-only graduation. Not only is it patently racist against whites, it's patently discriminatory and segregationist against blacks, allowing such a stupid thing to occur. You follow? I'm just, folks, you are under attack in ways you don't even know. You're under attack in race. You're under attack in gender. There's a course designed to teach students how feminism and gender theory benefit the practice of science. It's called Transforming Scientific Knowledge, Science and Feminism. It's a 4-credit sophomore-level class taught by a professor in Harvard, and it's through the School of Women, Gender, and Sexuality Department. What? The school study, I should say. They don't have a school for that, but the study of women, gender, and sexuality. There's an office of BGLTQ. They don't do it as LGBTQ. Anyway, it's at Harvard University, and they released a new study-sponsored guide in 2017 telling students to fight transphobia and to get the facts about gender diversity. Distributed to the kids on campus, telling them there were more than two sexes and that gender is fluid and changing. Yeah. These are just a few items, folks. I could give you multiple items where these kids are just being indoctrinated. Berkeley has built separate housing for black students on its campus. And here's what they said. To combat racial discrimination among students, it's themed housing for minority students. The People of Color Caucus, together with the Demographic Inclusion Task Force, a division of the Berkeley Student Cooperative, led a series of focus groups as a part of an effort to establish this thing called the Person of Color themed house. And it started in 2016. Yeah. All black housing. Berkeley hosts white anti-racist training to teach white people how to confront white privilege in queer and women communities. The event was titled White Anti-Racist Training, Deconstructing Whiteness in Women's and Queer Communities, Part 2. They have a Part 1 to this. But they want you to believe they're not racist. One professor at the University of Georgia, he was a teaching assistant, and he wrote on Facebook that some white people must die for black communities to be made whole in this struggle to advance freedom. And he added that to suggest otherwise is ahistorical and dangerously naive. The guy's name is Irami Ose Frimpong, and he made this comment during a conversation overheard at UGA. Now, he's deleted the comment since then, but he claimed, believe it or not, in May of 2017 that Facebook suspended him for quoting an article which detailed how Texas A&M professor Tommy Curry had said, in order to be equal, in order to be liberated, some white people may have to die. And then he said, fighting white people is a skill. Yeah, but they're not racist. I'll go on to tell you what else he said. Killing some white people isn't genocide. It's killing some white people. We had to kill some white people to get out of slavery. I'm quoting him. Maybe if we killed more during the 20th century, We still wouldn't talk about racialized voter disenfranchisement and housing, education, and employment discrimination. This should not be controversial. Oh, I know. Kevin, you're blowing it out of proportion. After all, it's against white people. What do you care, Kev? I don't have to care, right? I don't have a dog in this fight. Guys, this isn't me making. If I have a vivid imagination, but I couldn't make this up. I'm not that devious. Now, this is at the University of Georgia. I've already reached out to alumni, and I told them I'll come in there and fight this battle for you, and I'll get this sucker fired. But here's what I want you to understand: the killing of white people. Somebody saying that is being openly taught at the university level. And for the record, I have dozens of stories like that. Do you understand? This isn't anecdotal. I have dozens of stories like this. You know what's really sad? You pay for it. If you donate a single dollar to your alumni, where you went to college, to your alma mater, you are toast. You are paying for this. Your tax dollars are going to professors like this. This is a state school. And by the way, this isn't the list of atrocities. And I told you guys, I said, I may just go ahead one day and read off some of these things that you guys don't even realize about these colleges and universities. Here's one. This is at Berkeley. All incoming students, roughly 9,500, are required to complete a Bear Territory program where they will receive diversity and inclusion training. Participation in the Golden Bear orientation as a whole is considered mandatory, with it being the university's expectations that students attend unless there are extenuating circumstances. So here's what I will tell you about this particular class. It is paid for by your tax dollars. The moment your child comes from whatever upbringing you have, they're going to bring them into a thing that's called diversity and inclusion training, and they're going to indoctrinate them into a system that you go, what in the heck are you talking about? They're going to tell them about how they got to talk to the LGBT community, specifically the T's, the transsexuals. They're going to tell you don't bring up things like husbands and wives because that implies a certain type of femininity or masculinity. They're going to tell your young white boys or black boys about toxic masculinity. White boys even worse because you have white privilege to go with your toxic masculinity and on and on and on. And you're going to pay for it all. And meanwhile, they're going to go to other classes that are mandatory. You need to go find out about how black people are. And then they're going to get in those classes and the professor is going to tell them about all the white privilege they had and white nationalism and all the things that they've done culturally and the colonialization of the world and how bad white people are. And they're never going to make them feel good. And by the time those kids get through this halfway through the sophomore semester, they are demoralized. The only way they're not demoralized is if they're on a football, on some sports team where they just go, whatever, I'm here to get my sport. One and done. You know, whatever. Other than that, they're walking around campus with everybody hating them. It's feeling that way. I mean, that's what you get. And believe it or not, the white girls are getting the same thing. Black girls are demoralized because they're being told there's white privilege out there and you ain't getting yours. And white black boys are feeling the same way, even though at the same time they're supposed to be getting over, right? They're supposed to be feeling good because somebody's out there telling them that we've made mistakes. We are superior to you and we know it. And when we shouldn't be superior to you, and we're admitting our guilt of how superior we are to you black people. And these black kids are like, yeah, I feel so much better that these white people are admitting their superiority to us. And it's about time. And they're like, yeah. As they graduate magna cum laude and go get their jobs. And black kids are like, yeah, I got out, man. And, you know, yeah, I can't use my degree, but I'm a social justice warrior. And you wonder why I started SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. You want to participate in ending this nonsense? Join us. Let us know what you want to do in your area. We'd love
this
to have
you. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Just consider for a moment, folks, the amount of scrutiny that Donald Trump has fallen under. Every type of investigation you can have, they've looked into this man's finances. Rachel Maddow finally gets his tax returns. I want you to think about how much time they spent getting a man's tax returns. They get them, and it's an embarrassment to her. They talked about Donald Trump and his being a womanizer. They talked about him being sexist. I mean, I can only imagine somebody looking at a Hugh Hefner. I mean, they canonized Hugh Hefner, but he wasn't sexist, nor was he a womanizer in any way. I mean, Bill Clinton, holy cow. We learned a lot about Bill Clinton because of Bill Clinton. And we have the Clintons. Bill Clinton on tape, on audio, talking to ex-bimbos. Jennifer Flowers, pretty lady. We had a long-time affair with. She's recorded Bill Clinton talking about, well, don't let anybody know. If they tell you something, don't do this, that, and the other. You got none of that with Donald Trump. Nothing. We learned most of what we learned about Bill Clinton after the fact. You want to know why? Because the press, they squashed it. The Clinton machine, when it finally got into office and it knew it wanted to stay, it burrowed in like a tick, and we didn't learn anything about this man. Even when he has interns giving him, you know what, in the Oval Office, they're covering. They're covering for all the bimbo eruptions. Go back and look at history, and if women can go back and look at history, leftist women can go back and look at history and tell me you approve of this message, I would really like to know how. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Folks, the double standard is amazing to me. We know everything we want. There's hardly anything you don't know about Trump. Businessman, book after book, show after show, you know, special after special, you know, biographies, autobiography, you name it. There's everything you want to know. Don't misunderstand me. There's always a layer that you don't, but I'm saying this guy is the most open book you've ever seen. And go look at his videos. Go look at anything Trump said in the past and then look at his presidency. This has been the most consistent guy in saying, here's what I'm going to accomplish. If I were to run for president, I'd do this. I think we're getting screwed here. He's never leaned any particular direction. He credited Obama when it was time to do. He credited Bush in certain areas, and then he complained. There is nobody that I've seen that has been more fair and even-handed, and I'm being honest, than Donald Trump. He's been consistent. But we know nothing about Obama. He's still the picture that the left painted of him when he came into office and left, and this is even after an 8-year track record of dismal failure. The press decided, well, let's just not scrutinize Obama. So a guy wrote Larry Elder actually wrote this article, and he says the media's President Donald Trump is a congenital liar narrative wreaks rampant hypocrisy to those who repeatedly complain, while the same media gave Barack Obama pass after pass for 8 years. Obama wanted to become, quote, a transformational president. He succeeded, thanks in large part to the fawning, compliant media that mostly supported Obama's promises and ignored the lies he used to pursue them. You don't have to go far, everybody. The famous words, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. And then it was funny because all the media came back later. You know, it wasn't exactly, I mean, yeah, he didn't. But they didn't out and out say, you know what? That sucker lied. And Larry goes on to write this. Obamacare, to quote former vice president, was a big effing deal. Similarly, pulling all troops from Iraq and spending nearly $1 trillion for so-called economic stimulus programs were also big deals. Each decision required deception that the Trump-hating media were only too happy to ignore. Obamacare promised lower premiums up by up to $2,500 for the typical family per year. Already talked about if you like your doctor. Says Obama falsely claimed that as his mother lay dying from cancer in Hawaii, she had fought with her insurance carriers about the hospital, her hospital and medical bills. But the biggest lie was a promise that it would bend the cost curve down, that compelling insurance companies to carry people with pre-existing conditions would actually reduce health care costs. If you just looked at Obamacare alone, and you just said, let's count the lies it took to get that piece of crap legislation passed. Obama has lied more than Trump. Now, I don't believe Trump's a liar for the record, but Obama will have lied more than Trump in just that piece of legislation for the entire, Trump could lie for the rest of his presidency. But in an unguarded moment, economist Jonathan Gruber, a key Obama architect, admitted, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically that was really critical for the thing to pass. I mean, this is one of Obama's architects saying, we knew these people were too stupid, we would be less than transparent, something Obama promised, by the way, and we'll get this passed. And about RomneyCare, the Massachusetts healthcare plan he helped craft, Gruber made another admission. The dirty secret in Massachusetts is the feds pay for our bill, okay? In Massachusetts, we had a very powerful senator, you may know, named Ted Kennedy. And Ted Kennedy and smart people in Massachusetts had basically figured out a way to sort of rip off the feds for about $400 million a year. That was an admission of Gruber. So RomneyCare failed because we, in theory, I mean, in fact, because we were footing the bill. Now, what about the economic stimulus? In December of 2008, VP-elect Joe Biden said, every economist, as I've said, from conservative to liberal, acknowledges that direct government spending on a direct program now is the best way to infuse growth and create jobs. A couple weeks later, President-elect Obama said, there's no disagreement, we need to act by our government, a recovery plan to jumpstart the economy. There was disagreement and a great deal of it. More than 200 economists, including several Nobel Prize winners, disagreed with the plan to stimulate the economy with government spending. In a full-page ad taken out by the Libertarian Cato Institute, these economists, joined by 130 more, said, with all due respect, Mr. President, that is not true. Notwithstanding reports that all economists are now Keynesians and that we all support a big increase in the burden on government, we, the undersigned, do not believe that more government spending is a way to improve economic performance. It is a triumph of hope over experience to believe that more government spending will help the U.S. today. Lower tax rates and a reduction in the burden on government are the best way of using fiscal policy to boost growth. I'm talking about the top economists on the planet, said this. So Obama did it anyway, and it failed. And he's the one who said it. The stimulus wasn't quite stimulating. What about the Iraqi pullout? Obama pulls out of Iraq against the advice of his national security team, his Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, National Security Advisor, CIA Chief, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the U.S. Ambassador to Iraq all advise Obama to leave a stay-behind force. But when ISIS grew and metastasized, Obama eventually sent back 5,000 troops where they stay to this day. Did the press come and beat him up for it? Huh? This is a guy that referred to ISIS as the JV team. They gonna admit he made a mistake? On the contrary, Obama claimed that President George Bush's Iraq timetable forced him to withdraw. Hillary Clinton, during the 2016 presidential campaign, also claimed that Bush agreement forced Obama to withdraw based on a timetable supposedly agreed to by the U.S. and Iraq. Never mind that in 2011, then Secretary of State Clinton advised Obama to keep some of the troops in Iraq, an acknowledgement that he could have negotiated to do just that. So here's the point. They're full of lies. They are nothing but liars. That's what they do. Factcheck.org, nonpartisan, nonprofit, consumer advocate for voters run by the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg Public Policy Center, examined that claim that Bush tied Obama's hands on Iraq. And here's what they said. We take no position on whether the U.S. should have left some combat troops in Iraq, but the record shows that Bush agreed to the withdrawal deadline and agreed not to leave behind a residual force. Likewise, the Clinton campaign's response that Iraq wouldn't allow the Obama administration to renegotiate terms of the withdrawal ignored criticisms that Obama didn't try hard enough. That criticism isn't just partisan. And most notably, his own defense secretary said Obama was actively engaged in the negotiations and allowed the opportunity to slip away. That's what he could have done. He could have negotiated, left troops there. The problem was, he, in my opinion, wanted ISIS to grow. All I'm saying, folks, is this. Believe what you want to believe about how the media operates. If the media had the level of scrutiny and were calling Barack Obama out, this guy would be a pariah having left office because he's the biggest liar and he's the worst president in the history of this nation, and he had the worst people around him, the most crooked, devious people on the planet work for that man. They want to say Trump's the Antichrist.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.